Dale and Donna Smurdell bought a condominium along a river just a few months ago. This summer, they've been sitting in the backyard on a wall overlooking the river and watching the sunset. But now that concrete wall is broken and falling away from the bank. It's crumbled in some spots and held together only by twisted rebar.
This is where the largest portion simply fell away because of the water. It was a torrent. It was so strong, it picked up a camper and flung it over this wall because the water was so high above the wall that it was like a toy. It just floated away like a toy.
People on rafts rescued everyone from second-floor windows. Donna Smurdell says they thought this wall would protect them from flooding.
I don't think there was a single person here that believed that this was not going to keep us safe. I think we all believed that even if the water did rise, that it wouldn't hurt the retaining wall. None of us are engineers. We looked at it. It looked safe. We believed we were safe. We had no idea. We just had no idea.
This story is not uncommon. Last year, people in New Orleans expected a flood wall to protect them from rising waters brought on by Hurricane Katrina. People along the Mississippi River expected levees and flood walls to protect them from the great floods of 93. Many flood walls hold, but when they don't, the people who thought they were protected quickly find out they're victims. In the case of the Smurdells, it turns out that wall wasn't even meant to protect them from high water. Painesville City Manager Rita McMahon says the Smurdells live near the exit of the river where the ice often jams in spring.
Well, that wall was built by the private property owner as actually a flood protection from ice dams. It wasn't intended to protect the property from this type of a flood. This was a volume flood that came from the south to the north. It was just a wall of water, so to speak.
The Smurdells condo community was built in the 100-year floodplain 30 years ago. Back then, there weren't regulations on building in a flood-prone area. Today, new buildings have to be elevated. That's better protection than a wall, but flood walls and levee protection give people a sense of security. Often, they don't think about that protection failing them and the consequences of what that failure will mean to their homes and families. Engineers say it is possible to live safely by the water, but homeowners have to do their own investigating to find out the safety of housing elevations and flood walls. We spoke with Carl Maranka, a structural engineer with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
When you look at Katrina, when you look at the Mississippi floods in 93, and when we look up here, do you think that sometimes flood walls, even those built by the Army Corps, provide a false sense of security?
I don't know if it's a false sense of security. I think with the design and the assumptions that I'm familiar with, the factors of safety that those structures are built at, and good maintenance, I think that's a big issue. They have to be maintained. They cannot be allowed to fall into disrepair.
When the Army Corps builds a flood wall, Maranka says it's usually up to the local community to maintain it. But the local governments often don't have enough money to pay for that maintenance. Donna Smurdell doesn't trust any of it anymore.
I mean, even if they bulldozed it, and what kind of retaining wall would they build next? If this didn't work, and we all believed it would work, what do you build next?
All those other people flooded out of their homes will also have to decide whether they trust flood prevention technology and if living by the beautiful scenery is worth the threat of floods. For the GLRC, I'm Julie Grant.